VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
And friends, thank you for joining us here on Crosstalk on VCY America. Just before we get to our guest and topic for today, which I trust you're going to find real refreshing, I do need to bring to your attention an alert that we received that the U.S. House of Representatives is likely going to be voting on tomorrow two abortion bills. That's Friday, July 15th, H.R. 8296. That's H.R. 8296. In my opinion, it's a misnamed bill. They're calling it the Women's Health Protection Act. Well, the bill will allow for abortion on demand in every state, and it allows an abortion at any point that an abortionist deems it appropriate, and will void state laws against abortion, you know, the ultrasounds, waiting periods, etc. So it's going to void all of that. H.R. 8296. Another bill slated to be voted on tomorrow is H.R. 8297. 8297, it's the Ensuring Access to Abortion Act that provides protection not to the unborn, but to abortionists and to anyone assisting in an abortion, even if they transport a woman across state lines. It also promotes the very dangerous chemical abortion drugs as well. So those two bills, we've received alert, are slated to be voted on. It appears tomorrow. You can reach out to your member of the House of Representatives at the website house.gov. House.gov, or you may call in through the main House switchboard number at 202-225-3121. That's 202-225-3121. Now to our topic for today. Ladies and gentlemen, day after day, we talk about the spiritual battles that we're in. We talk about issues pertaining to life and morality. We warn about socialism, about globalism, about an indoctrination that's taking place, turning the hearts and minds of our children away from God. We inform you on what's happening in government, what's happening within the United Nations, the World Economic Forum, Israel and the Middle East, the Great Reset, and so much more. And as we have often said, this is not a battle of flesh and blood, but it's one of principalities and powers. It's against the rulers of the darkness of this world. It's against spiritual wickedness in high places. And as such, we need to be sure that we're girded with the armor of God. You'll see reference to this in Ephesians chapter 6. And while we know that prayer is a very important component in this spiritual battle, there's another offensive weapon that Ephesians 6 presents in verse 17. It's the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And we know that the enemy will throw many fiery darts right at you, and that may include things like discouragement or despair, fear, anxiety, bitterness, sensuality, and so much more. But how do we deal with matters like this in such a time as this? Well, our guest today realizes the critical importance of God's Word and has authored a book that we trust will equip you and bring real change to your life. It's our privilege to have back on Crosstalk today Dr. Erwin Lutzer. He is pastor emeritus of the Moody Church, where he served as a senior pastor for some 36 years. He's a speaker on the radio programs like Running to Win and Songs in the Night. Also an award-winning author and speaker. Dr. Lutzer, thank you for joining us here today on Crosstalk.
I'm so glad to be with you again, Jim, and to talk about the vacuum that oftentimes happens in our lives. With so many distractions, we forget about the main thing.
Indeed, and it's so easy with all the pressures and attacks that are taking place to get caught up in them. But you write about some very critical matters yourself. When a Nation Forgets God, The Church in Babylon, Hitler's Cross, We Will Not Be Silenced. You've got another title coming out as well. But you're with us today to encourage us to take a pause in all of these matters, to focus on Scripture. And though the book we're discussing today has been out for some years, it's timeless in its truths and really continues to impact readers who seek to apply it to their lives. Tell us about your motivation for writing this book, Life-Changing Bible Verses You Should Know.
You know, Jim, let me begin by saying it would be very easy from the title to somewhat perhaps not grasp what this book is about. Because the average person reading the topic, Life-Changing Bible Verses You Should Know, might just be expecting a list of Bible verses. Well, this book has Bible verses, of course, but it's actually verses that pertain to certain subjects, and each of these subjects has three or four pages of exposition. And one of the things that's so exciting about this book is my wife and I, and she and I wrote it together, is to motivate people to understand what we believe as Christians, and not just about doctrine, which in the minds of many people oftentimes is just simply an academic discipline. It isn't. It is an academic discipline, but it has a great deal of relevance. So there's lots of doctrine in this book, but also things that we might not think of as doctrine. For example, how to deal with anxiety, how to deal with issues regarding adversity, issues of discernment, forgiveness, God, grace, heaven, hell. So the book, if I might give a summary, and I know that it's easy for an author to be excited about his book, and I'm excited about this one,
mm-hmm.
is that it has about 40 different topics, all dealt with briefly, and really has been used of God to help disciple people. Now, there are people out there listening today who say, you know, I know some new Christians, I know people who are going through difficulties, maybe in the midst of all of the pandemic nonsense that we've been subject to. What we need to do is to focus on Scripture. So, if you were to take a chapter a week, and by the way, every chapter ends with some questions, so it's already built in. Anybody who goes through this book in 40 weeks would have a good grasp of issues regarding the gospel, issues such as the fear of the Lord, walking in the Spirit, all of these things at the bottom shelf, so that they'll be able to grasp it and use it immediately.
Yeah, and that's one of the appreciations of the book, that no matter what the level of spiritual maturity that a person has, from being a newborn believer to a seasoned saint, this book really applies to all.
It really does. For example, how long has it been since your pastor has preached on the fear of the Lord? You know, we're living at a time, Jim, when the idea of the fear of God has been so watered down that we think to ourselves, well, it means be reverent before God, but nobody has to fear him. Well, even as believers, if you look at the book of 1 Peter, a couple of times in the first chapter, it says, in light of what is going on, and in light of the way in which God judges sin, even in the life of a believer, let us pass this time in fear. So here's a brief exposition of the fear of the Lord, and people, as they go through the book, will find it, and it will become something they will read that week that will be a blessing and insight, with questions at the end that can be used in discussion.
Yeah, and that's so, therefore, it's a very practical use for this book, whether it's be personal Bible study, family devotions. What a great time for that family interaction, or a parent with a child, a grandparent with their grandchild, a small group setting. I mean, it's all built in with the book itself.
And, you know, I'm just thumbing through it as we're talking about it. Each of the sections, each of the topics, has three or four pages.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very brief.
Right.
It's not something that is long. You can read it probably out loud in about 10 minutes. I've never tried it, but I think that you could do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so it can be taken. It's bite size, but it's all the issues that we face as Christians even today. And I want to say this, that in our polarized culture, where you have such a division among the people politically, racially, we can become so caught up in that that we forget that there's a whole constellation of issues that we believe as Christians that we need to know and we need to hang on to. And in the midst of all of these things, for example, at the top of this program, you mentioned the bills that are going to be voted on in the House tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
In the midst of all of this, Jim, we need to keep reminding ourselves that God has not been dethroned.
Right.
You know, he who sits in the heavens laughs. Sometime I want to preach a sermon on the laughter of God, because that does occur in the Psalms also.
Mm-hmm.
The fact is that God sees what is happening. In an ultimate sense, he still rules. Now, he designates it to very fallen people. And we've known that. That's been the way it is throughout history, because everybody's fallen. And we all know that there are varying degrees of evil leaders and some good ones. But the point is that we become so caught up on that, that we forget that there's a whole body of truth that can edify us and stabilize our souls in the midst of all of the winds that are blowing back and forth.
Yeah. And we're going to be looking at some of the specific topics here in just a moment here in your book. But you, in your book here, Life-Changing Bible Verses You Should Know, speak on the importance of memorizing Scripture. It's not something that's really emphasized in a lot of churches today or Christian circles. How does memorized Scripture have an impact on one's life?
Well, I didn't intend to tell your audience this, but when I was growing up, I had this desire to preach, and I said to myself that I would not graduate from Bible college unless I could quote the book of John, all 21 chapters, by memory.
Hmm.
And the Christmas before I graduated, I paced back and forth in my room, beginning at, "In the beginning was the Word, the Word was with God," all the way to the end, in 2 hours and 15 minutes.
Wow.
Now, and then I memorized other books too. Now, the reason I did that, I'm being more honest here than I would have to be, is I wanted to be known as the preacher boy, the preacher who could quote Scripture from all over and so forth. So my motives were not the best. But you know what? Even if you have motives that are not the best, the fact is that Scripture is like water through a sieve. It might not keep the it might not stay in the sieve, but it cleans the sieve. And therefore, I know that I benefited immensely from all the Scripture I memorized. Now, today I can't quote this at all. I can quote sections, but I certainly can't quote what I used to.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is that now, for example, and there may be those who criticize me, but I pay my grandchildren to memorize Scripture. And I know people say, well, it's the wrong motivation. Yeah, it is, but we all remember that as children, somehow being paid to do something motivated us.
Mm-hmm.
And I figure it's better for them to memorize Scripture, even if it's for money, than to not memorize it at all.
Very interesting, and I can recall as a youth memorizing Scripture in order to win a scholarship to camp, you know, those type of things. And folks, we're going to take a quick break here. Dr. Erwin Lutzer, our guest, Life-Changing Bible Verses You Should Know. As he mentioned, covering some 40 chapters, 40 different topics, about 4 pages per chapter. And we're going to delve into some of these topics here today that are impacting us, yes, here in this year of 2022. So stay with us. We'll also be sharing with you how you can obtain a copy of this book at a substantial discount here through our VCY bookstore. We'll be back in just a minute. You're listening to Crosstalk.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, scientist and creation researcher with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, how old are the glaciers of Greenland?
You know, Chris, the glaciers of Greenland are many thousands of feet thick, leading many to conclude that it would take long periods of time for the snow to build up. Well, here's something to think about. 2 American planes from World War II had to be abandoned on a Greenland glacier. Some 50 years later, a group went back to try and find and restore those now rare aircraft. It turned out they were buried beneath 250 feet of solid ice. Obviously, it doesn't take many thousands of years to build up that huge thickness. The expeditioners retrieved one of those planes and have now restored it, and it can be seen at air shows around the country. Chris, when we see this plane fly, we can enjoy the fact that this is just another evidence that the Back to Genesis truth of creation is accurate.
For more on creation, visit our website at www.icr.org.
friends, it's important that we be equipped for the spiritual battle that we are in, and that we're seeing much that we're confronted with. We're talking today with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, who has co-authored the book, Life-Changing Bible Verses You Should Know. You co-wrote this, Dr. Lutzer, with your wife, Rebecca. What impact did she have in your writing this book and the development of the topics and issues?
Well, initially, I did some of the chapters, and she did some, and then we edited each other's work and discussed it at times and figured out, for example, she has a great deal of emphasis in her life in issues of discernment. I think there's even a section here, if I remember correctly, on modesty. And so Rebecca had a great deal to do with much of the writing of it. When we write together, even though sometimes it's hard because we have different opinions, the fact is that the end result is much better. And that's the way it is in a marriage, isn't it?
Indeed, indeed. Well, let's deal with some of the issues that you write in your book and individuals are facing today. Your very first chapter, again, every chapter is right about 4 pages long, but it's titled Adversity. And I'm confident, Dr. Lutzer, there's not a person listening right now who's not been exempt from adversity. So if you would address that issue with our listeners.
Oh, Jim, I'm most happy to address it. I open that chapter with a story I shall never forget. Haiti. This was about 10, 12 years ago. Devastating earthquake. 200,000 people died. And only once did I see this. There was a woman getting onto a bus with a baby in her arms and a backpack. And a reporter put a microphone before her and said, "What happened to you?" She said, "I lost my toddler, the little boy." He said, "Were you able to bury him?" And she said, "No, he was just washed away in the rubble." And then she was about to get onto the bus. This brought tears to my eyes. She was about to get onto the bus, and I heard her quote, and I saw it on her backpack, by the way, in her backpack. I could see that she had a Bible. As she's getting onto the bus, she begins by saying, "God is our refuge and strength, a present help in time of trouble."
Wow.
And then she disappeared. Now let's look at that woman. She goes, she knows not where this bus was taking them someplace to some shelter. She had a little toddler who was washed away in the rubble, a baby in the other arm. And there she is quoting one of the greatest psalms in the Old Testament regarding natural disasters. God is our refuge and strength, the very present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear though the earth be removed and though the mountains be cast into the depths of the sea and the waters are uproar and be troubled and the mountains shake with a swelling thereof.
Yeah. Wow.
There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of our God. Years ago I memorized that psalm and I can still quote it today. But here's the point. Many people live their whole lives crucified between two thieves, the regrets of yesterday and the anxieties of tomorrow. And they can't enjoy today. And here's a woman having lost everything, including her precious child, and she is still cleaving to God. Can you imagine how much that meant to God? If the trial of our faith is more precious than gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, is found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus. Think of how that woman is going to do with that kind of faith. Now, here's the way it is in our home. We watch the news, murders, devastation, people dying in 100 different ways. We're so fortunate we're still alive. But the point to be made is simply this. We do not know the future, and we know that we could be next. But at the same time, if we genuinely believe that his eye is on the sparrow, that there isn't a hair that falls from our head, but that he sees it, if we genuinely believe that, even without empirical proof, we bring God glory. So I would say to all who are listening today who are so filled with anxiety that you really do need to cast your care upon Him, and you need to stay on your knees long enough until the burden and the worry is transferred from your shoulders onto His shoulders, because He can bear it after all. You know, the Bible says that the governments of the world shall be upon His shoulders. So what we need to do is to trust God in new ways. And when you stop to think of it, we don't have as a nation anything in comparison to what is happening in the Ukraine, to what is happening in various countries throughout the world where there is starvation and hunger. We have so much to be thankful for. And so we very quickly lose our joy just because somebody lets the air out of our tires.
Oh.
I just saw that on the news today that some of the environmentalists are doing that.
Yeah.
And so I thought I'd just throw that in. But the point is that we have so much to be grateful for.
We really do. And matter of fact, you have a chapter on that as well. But adversity, that's where you start the book. And dealing with that verse, that's the very first verse, folks, that you'll see in the book is Psalm 46, verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. And you also did some commenting on this anxiety issue as well. And I know this is where people are at in the world today. They look at this world. They look at this growing inflation rate, the price of groceries, a declining portfolio, and many anxiety issues. And you also address that, too, with... I see here you've got Matthew 6, 33 and 34 is the key verse dealing with the anxiety.
You know, Jesus made remarkable statements. And one of the reasons that he said we should not be anxious is because we're of more value than birds. You know, the birds of the air, they sow not, they do not reap, and yet God takes care of them. Are you not more of greater value than they? Well, the answer is yes. And then, you know, not only because of the fact that we are more valuable than birds, but also because worry doesn't get anywhere. You know, it's like putting on the gas and the brakes simultaneously as far as our bodies are concerned. Do I have time to quickly give an illustration that could be a means of deliverance of many people watching right now?
Oh, how could I say no?
Well, I know we have a break coming up, and if I don't quite finish, we'll get to it on the other side. Okay, let's suppose you're flying from Chicago to Frankfurt, Germany, years ago, and let's suppose that security is not an issue. You begin to go across the ocean and you say to a flight attendant, you know, I wonder if the pilots are awake. Would you check? So she checks, comes back and says, yes, the American Airlines pilots are awake. An hour later, you think, well, you know, I've known people who have fallen asleep in an hour. So you ask her to do it again. And she comes back and yes. And then an hour later, well, you know, now that we're talking about how far Frankfurt is, would you go check? And of course, when I tell this illustration, I say to people, at that point she wants to say, let me pour you a cup of coffee. I'll do that for you as long as you step outside and drink it.
Yeah, there
but
we go.
Then she says, you're insulting the pilots of American Airlines, and I would be. Brothers and sisters listening today, you and I insult God every day. We bring a request to God, well, have you done anything about it? Have you healed that person yet? Have you taken care of that yet? You know, what are you doing there? And what we don't do is to cast our care upon Him. And, of course, it wants to come back on our shoulders very, very quickly. But we have to not allow it to come back, and rather than keep praying the same thing over and over again, is to begin to substitute the power of praise and leave it with God until the heavy anxiety has been transferred. And, of course, it's a battle. A woman at Moody Church said, Pastor, you told us not to be anxious. if I wouldn't have any anxious thoughts, I'd have absolutely nothing to think about.
Wow.
So what we need to do is cast all your care upon him, for he cares for you. So those are the kinds of issues in the book,
mm-hmm.
you know, that we're discussing today, life-changing Bible verses you should know. And each of the little chapters, I say little short, three or four pages, has some questions for people to discuss how it can be applied.
Yeah. And then in the back of the book as well, you have an expanded section where you take each of those issues you present and actually give many, many more Bible verses to meditate on as well, which is a very helpful tool. Listeners, just point out to you that the VCY bookstore saw this book and said, you know what, it's been out for some years, but we're going to make this one of our featured books of the month. And they are doing that during this month of June here of 2022, or July, I guess we're in July here this month. Life-Changing Bible Verses You Should Know. It retails for $14.99, but as a featured book of the month through July 31st, our bookstore is featuring this book at 50% off, just $7.49 plus any applicable tax and or shipping. This steep discount ends at the end of July. It's available right now online at vcy.com, or you may call the bookstore at 1-888-722-4829. That's 1-888-722-4829. Now, I would recommend going online because that's quicker. They have just a single line going to the store there. You can be patient. Just wait a few minutes. If it's a busy signal, they're open till 6 p.m. Central Time this evening, Saturday 10 to 4, and each day up until 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. So if you get a busy signal, just wait a minute or two. But at that price, Dr. Luster, it's very affordable to get multiple copies to share as an encouragement to others as well.
Exactly. I just commend you for making this book available at such an excellent price.
Yeah. And again, folks, vcy.com. And Dr. Luster, we're just going to introduce this topic, but I know we are living in a time when there is a lot of intimidation against Christianity. And you have a chapter in here on courage. And if you could just talk for a moment here on this topic of courage, because as I say, there's a lot of intimidation, and people sometimes become shy to make others know that they are a believer in Christ. This matter of courage is critical.
You know, I'm going to use a verse that I don't use in the book, but I just read it in Isaiah the other day, where it says, "The watchmen have become silent as dogs that cannot bark." Those are actually the words of God in the book of Isaiah. And the reason that we don't bark, the reason that we become silent, is because we all fear intimidation. We fear threats. I've had some. I know what it's like to fear those. But as a result, it's very easy for us to collapse into silence and not witness to our true faith. Yet if you look through the Bible and throughout church history, you discover that people were always bumping up against the culture and always having to pay a price for their obedience.
We're going to pick up with that just after the break as well. Dr. Erwin Lutzer with us today. Life-Changing Bible Verses You Should Know, and available 50% off at vcy.com or calling 1-888-722-4829. But we're going to learn a little bit more about this aspect of courage following the break. You're listening to Crosstalk.
Having to prove the existence of God to an atheist is like having to prove the existence of the sun at noon on a clear day. Yet millions are embracing the foolishness of atheism. Now from Ray Comfort comes The Atheist Delusion. This 60-minute DVD pulls back the curtain and reveals what is going on in the mind of those who deny the obvious. It introduces you to a number of atheists who you'll follow as they go where the evidence leads, find a roadblock, and enter into a place of honesty that is rarely seen on film. You'll hear the compelling questions that cause them to doubt their atheism. You can obtain one copy of The Atheist Delusion for a donation of $5, 5 copies for a donation of $18, or 10 copies for a donation of $25 by calling 1-800-729-9829. Simply call VCY America at 1-800-729-9829. 1-800-729-9829.
life-changing Bible verses you should know. Oh, folks, what encouragement. I mean, we live in a time of discouragement with all the things that are happening around this world, things that are unfolding. We never know when we flip the dial what's going to happen next or when the next news alert's going to come through on our smart device, and we hear all these things. And as we were talking, there's a lot of intimidation that is being foisted against morality, against biblical Christianity today. I mean, look at how the pro-life centers and churches are being targeted right now by those who advocate the killing of babies in the womb. We see that taking place, and we're talking today with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, who wrote the book with his wife, Life-Changing Bible Verses You Should Know. And Dr. Lutzer, we're talking about courage right now, and my, what appropriate verses you have at the start of this chapter from Joshua chapter 1, verses 7 and 8. I mean, powerful verses to help us to have that courage.
You know, Solzhenitsyn, who exposed the horrors of communism, said that we should not live by lies. And he emphasized that because he said that any evil that was committed in the 20th century can be committed anywhere in the centuries to follow. And in our collapsing culture, as you described it, we are to the point now where it is absolutely critical that Christians be willing to stand up for truth and to take the consequences. And one of the things when you speak about courage, you have to realize is that when one person speaks up, there are a number of others who are standing by who are going to stand with you. But it always takes that first person, doesn't it? It always takes that Bonhoeffer. It takes that person who is willing to, and we saw this obviously also in Virginia, when the schools began to, when parents began to go to school district meetings and complain about what was being taught.
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly, out of the woodwork, you've got all these people, and everybody is believing the same thing. What they're looking for is a champion that they can get behind. Now, many of us aren't in a position where we can be that champion, but we are in a position when we can support those who are. And in our own way, we can make our convictions known. Always representing Jesus Christ, yes, but at the same time recognizing that we can't simply stand idly by and go along with the culture, giving the culture what it wants, instead of standing with us, instead of standing against us. And it is so important. You mentioned a new book I've written. We won't go into that here today. But one of the points that I make in the first chapter of that book is simply this, that evil never retreats on its own. It only retreats when it is encountered by a superior force. And, of course, you and I know that that superior force is the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
It's Christians who have banded together. It's those who are willing to say that they're willing to stand and take the heat and take the consequences and whatever that is. And in our society, it used to be that Christians could live in the mushy middle, so to speak, but we can't today. Even if you apply for a job, you'll be asked whether or not you agree with multiple pronouns, whether or not you have subscribed to the LGBTQ agenda. All of that now becomes a part of the hiring process.
Mm-hmm.
About a year ago, I had breakfast with an attorney who told me that she was representing two clients who had worked in a chain store for 20 years with faithfulness, but they were fired because they would not wear a rainbow on their lapel or an Black Lives Matter sign, both of those. And so 20 years of faithfulness did not matter. They were not in step with the agenda, and so they found themselves terminated. Now, what's very important to realize is that God bless these women because they took the heat, lost their jobs. I don't know whatever happened to the lawsuit. I wasn't able to follow up. Lost their jobs, but it's because of faithfulness. They said, we're not going to live by lies. We're not going to, you know, pretend that we're in favor of something that we're not in favor of that is contrary to God. So that's the new world, the brave new world, as Huxley put it, that we have in America.
Well, friends, we have talked about three topics, just scratching the surface. There are 40 in this book here, and you'll see those as you acquire the book. I mean, you're going to find doctrinal or theological matters as well, chapters on God, on Jesus, on the Holy Spirit, on grace, on heaven, on hell, so much more there. And I'm just going to have us touch on one more here before we open phone lines. And Dr. Lutzer, as you know, there is a lot of turmoil in this world today. But on page 113 in your book, you remind us of a very important word in such times, and the word is peace. Comment on peace and even some scripture that you have associated with this topic here of peace.
Well, the human heart seeks for peace. Now, let's think of Freud. He believed that psychotherapy was going to bring people peace. We can debate whether or not it did, but that's not the point I'm making here. But Freud would have never had the nerve to say, "My peace I give you. My peace I leave with you. Not as the world gives, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid."
Yeah.
We get so used to the astounding claims of Jesus that they just roll off our lips without a lot of thought. And what we need to do is to recognize that Jesus was speaking to disciples, many of whom would eventually, of course, give their lives. They would be sawn in two, crucified, whatever. And yet he's talking about peace. And the reason that he's talking about peace is what he is saying is, if your eternal destiny is secure, if you know God and God knows you in a special way and you are one of his children, there isn't anything out there that you really need to fear, because ultimately everything is going to be okay. You know, it's that old saying, I'm sure that every pastor has preached this, that for the believer, this is the worst that things will ever get. For the unbeliever, this is the best things will ever get, because they're going to get a lot worse. Standing at the tomb of, I'm trying to think of Frank Sinatra, my age, it takes a while. You know, we found it there in California, and on his tombstone were the words, "The best is yet to come." And that happened to be one of Frank Sinatra's favorite songs. But I say this, that if Frank Sinatra, and I'm not his judge, but God is, but if he did not put his faith in Jesus Christ and receive the righteousness of Christ credited to his account, covering his sin, for him the best is not to come. But for the believer who's gone through every trial imaginable, the best is yet to come.
Amen.
So Jesus says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you." Of course, all throughout the scriptures, you know, Paul in Romans chapter 5, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God." Peace is one of the themes of scripture. But what it really proves is that there is in Christianity an inner power that is even greater than the outward pressures. And therefore, we can be at peace, as it has often been said, even in the midst of a storm.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, our phone number to Crosstalk today is 800-733-9829, 800-733-9829. Dr. Erwin Lutzer with us today. We're discussing his book, Life-Changing Bible Verses You Should Know. And as a means to get this into your hands, our bookstore spoke with a publisher, and they are offering this book this month of July through the 31st at 50% off. Normally $14.99, they're making it available at $7.49 plus any applicable tax. And or if you need it shipped to you, some of you are within driving distance, you stop in at the bookstore. But if you need it shipped to you, they'll do that. That'll be added onto the book. But you can reach out to them at vcy.com. VCY.com or 1-888-722-4829. Dr. Lutzer, and I see the lines are lighting up here. One other feature I just want to point out, and that is virtually at some point in a person's life, their phone's going to ring. It's a friend, a loved one, going through some particular issue, or a coworker comes up to you on the job with a matter of concern and that they're wrestling with, and maybe it's an accountability partner, and sometimes you're just at a loss. What do I say? What scriptures do I point them to? But knowing this book and so many different topics and issues, and they're put together in alphabetical order, saying worry or anxiety or fear or they can just look up, and this book can really be used as a tool. I mean, like a handy reference guide to help somebody else going through their time of need as well.
Yes, and the thing about it, as we've emphasized, is each of the topics is 3 or 4 pages. It's very brief. I believe it's very readable. And so it gets right to the heart of the issues that you can share with others. And also, great for group study.
Yes.
Each of the chapters has questions. So for anybody who's saying, I want to disciple someone, but I don't know how, just get this book, read a chapter a week, both you and the person you're discipling. Get together, answer the questions. And in the process, they and you will be introduced to all the major doctrines of the Christian life, also its application, the application of Scripture in your life, and all that. And that was the intention of writing the book.
Well, friends, let's get to the phone lines. We have Paul calling from Busse, Iowa. Hi, Paul. You're on the air.
Yes, I'd like to thank God for Scripture memory. About 20 years ago, I was given a very large amount of drugs, which left my brain fried. And I started memorizing Scripture, and I found it had some interesting side effects. It helped me to concentrate better. It helped me to transfer memory from short-term to long-term memory. And best of all, it helped me to stop obsessing about what had happened to me.
Wow,
what a great testimony. And all of us heard that, and we needed to hear it. The fact is that no matter what's happened to you, I remember speaking to a woman who had multiple abortions, horrible experiences, but she was telling me how that when she memorized Scripture, she memorized promises, she memorized whole sections, about 400 verses. That was really the means of her healing. Because the Word of God is sharp, and it is also comforting, and it brings about transformation. Just read Psalm 1, I say that to everyone who's listening, and you'll be reminded of its power if you meditate in it.
Paul, thank you so much for the call here today. That testimonial, appreciate it. We're just 20 seconds from the break, so other callers, just hang on the line. We'll get to you here in just a moment. Our number to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829. We're talking today with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, who wrote, along with his wife Rebecca, Life-Changing Bible Verses You Should Know. So we'll pick up more calls right after the break. You're listening to Crosstalk here on the VCY American Network. And again, if you'd like to get a copy or multiple copies, you can reach out to the VCY bookstore, vcy.com. or by calling 1-888-722-4829. They have this at 50% off this month in order to get a copy in your hands or multiple copies that you can help with others. We'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Crosstalk.
For the Worldview Report, I'm Brandon House. Our website is worldviewreport.com. Recently, a caller to my program cautioned Christians about being patriotic, confusing it with nationalism. Let me make something very clear. Oftentimes the word nationalism can be intertwined with the word patriotism. But you have to understand there's a good nationalism and a bad nationalism. The good nationalism recognizes national sovereignty, borders, our own currency, our own laws, our own history, our own culture. Then there's the bad nationalism, like Adolf Hitler or Mussolini. The state is of primary importance. Don't confuse patriotism, which is about understanding the Constitutional Republic of America, the laws of nature, and nature's God, and thus saith the Lord, with the bad nationalism. The liberals and globalists want you to do that, so you stop practicing patriotism, the defense of God-given rights and morals.
Dr. Erwin Lutzer, our guest here today on Crosstalk. Our telephone number is 800-733-9829, 800-733-9829. His book, Life-Changing Bible Verses You Should Know, and our next caller from Mitchell, South Dakota. Valerie, thanks for holding you on the air.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
I just got the book. I mean, just got it. And I've already read a few of the chapters. And the first one that caught my eye was grief.
Mm-hmm.
I lost my husband 2 years ago. Those verses just were overwhelmingly on point. And I'm so happy, and I can't wait to memorize the book.
Thank you.
Well, that's wonderful. And that's exactly why we wrote it, is for people like you and for all of us who go through a lot of trial at times. Yes, I'm looking at the table of contents right now. Grief is page 73. Thank you so much for calling, and thank you for that great encouragement.
Thank you, Valerie. We're sorry for your loss, but we're so grateful that that chapter on grief was one that ministered to you right away.
Thank you, gentlemen.
You have a blessed day.
You too.
Bye-bye now. Okay, grief, one of the topics in the book. Let's go to Tucson, Arizona. Greg, you're on the air.
Thank you so much, and thank you, Dr. Lutzer, for your ministry. I mean, there's nothing greater than the Word of God. And, you know, I'm a cancel culture teacher from Massachusetts, and I didn't, even when we are not silent, you know, God has a better plan for us if we just stay the course. I mean, I lost my job for I was telling the truth, and was in a secular elite private school. But the thing is, that Watchman quote you gave is from Isaiah, I think. Is it 56:10?
It sounds
that word
like
from.
It.
And you know, I'm reminded of Martin Luther King, who said, "To sin by silence, when they should protest, makes cowards of men." And we shouldn't be silent. And the church is silent. It's really troubling me a lot, you know, when I see so many pastors being afraid to speak out because they might anger some of the members of the congregation. So I have to work outside the church.
Hmm.
But I thank you for your work. God bless you. And, you know, that encouraging call from the last caller says it all. The Word of God is, you know, what does it say in Isaiah? Thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for pointing us to the author of perfect peace, to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
God bless you, Greg. And such an important call here, Dr. Lutzer. You've got a section on here, and tell you what, I just want to get some final comments. We're going to dispense with any further phone calls here at this point. But you've got a chapter in here also on renewing the mind. And there is so much garbage that is thrown at us today, whether it be broadcast media, whether it be social media, many different things that are impacting us in this world today. Comment on this whole important topic of the renewal of the mind. You write about it on page 129 in your book.
You know, you think, for example, of Psalm 1, if you meditate in the law of the Lord, you'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. But then you think of Romans 12, and I'm going to that page that you referenced, but even before I get there, it says, you know, therefore, brethren, that we might be give ourselves as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service.
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes on to say, to be renewed in your mind. If we could shout across the land to all the Christians, we would emphasize that in all of the pushes and the pulls and the anger on both sides of the political spectrum, racially and otherwise, if we don't have a time set aside to meditate and renew our mind, we will simply be obsessed with what is happening around us instead of being obsessed with God.
Yeah.
If you want to have a life that is really impactful, remember this. Before I get out of bed every morning, I always pray, "Oh God, glorify yourself in my life today at my expense." In other words, may I glorify God today, no matter what the news is, no matter what happens, I'm going to live my life for the glory of God. And you can't do that without the renewing of your mind. And your mind is renewed as you put the Word of God into it. I want everybody out there to think of the number seven. Now, I want you to stop thinking of the number seven. You can't, can you? The only way that you can stop thinking of the number seven is to substitute other thoughts. Like, tell me about your mother. Now, when you begin to do that, you'll forget about the number seven. And the fact is that unless we fill our minds and hearts with the Word of God, we'll never be able to get those negative, fearful thoughts out of our mind.
Yeah. Well, friends, we have scratched the surface of this book, covering only a few topics. As we said, there's like 40 chapters. Grief was another one. Loss is another. Love. There is prayer, purity, rewards, sensuality, sin, temptation, thanksgiving, witnessing, the Word of God, much that's available in this book, life-changing Bible verses you should know. And we are making this available through our bookstore this month of July. The bookstore, again, worked with the publisher to get this just bring down that price to get it into your hands. And in so doing, they're making it available for just $7.49 plus any applicable tax or shipping. It's available at vcy.com, or by calling 1-888-722-4829. 1-888-722-4829. That's good through July 31. They are open till 6 p.m. Central Time this evening. And Dr. Lutzer, thank you for putting so much practice. I mean, you did this some years ago, but how great. God's Word is true, and it continues to live on. And we thank you for putting this down into print form along with your wife.
Thanks, Jim. God bless.
And to you as well. Dr. Erwin Lutzer, our guest here today, and again, he is the pastor emeritus at Moody Church for some 36 years. He was a senior pastor there, speaker on Running to Win, Songs in the Night, other programming that's come through from Moody Church. And what a great resource to be a help to the Christian home today. God bless you, folks. Thanks for joining us today on Crosstalk.
Listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Take Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208, or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.